Good afternoon. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. This program is called The Burrow. My name is Andy Resto. It is on every Monday from 3 until 4 p.m. broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. Starting off this week with a slow one. Slow burner. Just to really mix things up, to get you thinking. This is from the new Sarah DeVacci record called All My Circles Run, and this is the track For Organ. Thank you. Beautiful. That was a project by a duo, Lesovka and Freund, which is two, a couple who made an album called Music for Small Ensemble and Computer. So that's basically what those pieces are. We heard the song called From Royal Avenue. And all of these, this whole album is made up of kind of minimal classical compositions with these improvised or kind of running wild computer bits thrown over the top a little bit. In the description, Keith Freund, who's one of the members of the group, calls it DIY shitty classical, is the quote from the artist. And I think that's a decent way of describing it, but it's also still very moving and beautiful. Good album. Lesovka and Freund, Music for Small Ensemble and Computer, put out by MIE Records, who put out a lot of interesting things. Okay, you're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. To open the show, we heard For Organ, one of the pieces from Sarah DeVacci's new record called All My Circles Run. She's a composer who used to be based in Vancouver and is now living in Montreal. But this is a really good release. Organ music can't go wrong to start off the afternoon. Another new release that I just ran into that I'm excited about seeing is a new record from Anamai, A-N-A-M-A-I, which is primarily the project of Anna Mayberry, is her name, but does have someone playing with her throughout most of the songs. But Anna Mayberry is also a member of the Toronto band Hussy, H-S-Y, one of my favorite Canadian groups. Very noisy, grating, industrial punk music. Anamai is a much mellower, ghostly, woodland kind of music. Her last record, Sallows, came out a couple years ago, and it's pretty good. This new record is called What Mountain, on a label called Halo Klein Trance, which I haven't heard of before. But anyhow, just saw the release of this record, and we're going to hear a song called Hailstorm, which has been released as a bit of a single from it. So this is Hailstorm by Anamai, and then we'll get into some more guitar-based music. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
ever had a hankering to ski the world-famous slopes of Whistler? Boy, do we have great news for you. Escape the city in one of Zipcar's many mountain-ready vehicles. Plus, get $30 back in free driving credit when you tweet a selfie on the slopes at Zipcar Vancouver. Zipcar. Wheels when you want them.
April Pacific Bluegrass and Heritage Society is putting on a concert featuring the Downtown Mountain Boys from Seattle. The show's at the Anza Club at 3 West 8th, and tickets can be purchased at browntickets.com.
Last one was a lovely song called Broken Glass, which is the result of a collaboration. It's a 12-inch single that came out, a split, by a group that is calling themselves Brooch, but likely it's not a long-lived project. It's two members, Ben Stidworthy and Mikkel Holm Silkier, something along those lines, Ben being a part of the Montreal band Ott, a favorite on this show, as well as another favorite on the show. Mikkel is from a band called Young, which if you've listened to the program in the past, you've heard plenty of those two bands. These two decided to do a single. The two bands toured together, and then they wrote a couple songs together. And that was the one that was fronted by the member of Young, the Danish band Young, called Broken Glass. Really, really nice song. Really addictive guitar line there. Guitar riff. I'm all about riffage. Love guitar solos. Love shredding. Drum solos. Those are the things that are going to get me interested in your band, without exception. And speaking of great solos, you're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. What we're hearing in the background and what we will listen to the rest of before moving on is a group from New York that just put out this album on Wharfcat Records, or it's coming out on April 21st. Wharfcat, very solid record label based in New York, putting out lots of good stuff over the last year or so. And this is a group called Horoscope, and the album is called Misogyny Stone. And we're listening to and we'll finish out the rest of the opening track called Drone Gold, and then move on to another band who just released a new album called Snake Hole here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR Radio 101.9 FM, Discord Magazine, and Mint Records present Hot Dog Days. It's a monthly concert and video series at What's Up Hot Dog featuring local acts, good food, pinball, and high fives. Admission is free and there will be hot dogs. The first edition is Tuesday, April 11th, featuring Be Afraid and the Shit Talkers. Hot dog. Hot dog. 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 Hot dog.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you
some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
A new one from Pissed Jeans, who have their new record out on Sub Pop called Why Love Now. I played that once before in the show. It's the opening track called Waiting on My Horrible Warning. Definitely the best moment of the album. Solid, weird album, but that is the peak. It's a wonderful song. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. My name's Andy Resto. I host this show every Monday from 3 until 4 p.m. here at UBC. It's on unceded Musqueam territory. Broadcasting live. Live human sitting, breathing, heart beating, finger nervously clicking the mouse and scanning text on a screen while mindlessly speaking. Before Piss Jeans was Puzzlehead, local band, local favorites of mine, friends of the program. Their release from last year was called Fred's Man Cave, and that was the opener. Good morning, Puzzlehead, is what we heard. They're going to be playing what should be a very good show here in Vancouver on Wednesday with PC Worship at a venue located on Hastings Street, the downtown east side. It should be wonderful. PC Worship, Justin Fry, also a friend of the program. You'll see me there if you go to the show. Unbelievable. It's not nice. Or I don't find it nice being randomly spotted. Not saying that anybody listening to this now knows who I am or would spot me somewhere because of this, but I mean like people that I know walking around, and then if I were to see them later and they're like, oh, I saw you doing this or whatever, very unnerving for me. Probably for most people. That probably isn't irregular. But I find that I'm a contradictory person, which could be frustrating, in that I expect or think of myself as being very open towards people, probably incorrect, but also on a personal, like, detailed level, incredibly secretive. And it leads towards odd expectations. Anyhow, Nearly Dead was another band that played during that last set. Band from Montreal, and they put out this record called Weathered Meat, and that was the title track that we heard. Not bad. It's in French, or it's not. Sorry, it's not in French. It has a heavy French accent, the lead singer. When I was first listening to it, it really sounds like post 2008, post 2010, Marquis Smith, which is, you know, that is more of like an old man who's been an alcoholic for decades that is kind of falling apart, and it sounds like a bit of a mess in an interesting way. Whereas this, I don't know the story behind the person who's singing, but it seems like a conscious effort to sound that way, which is interesting. But then also, as I listened to it more, I realized some of that weirdness was actually because he had a heavy French accent, and not because it was like intentionally sounding ridiculous. But it's all so drowned out by the noisy guitars that sometimes you don't notice. But it makes for an interesting listen. At times silly, but at times very good. A band called Nearly Dead from Montreal. And Snakehole, a group called Snakehole, opened that up, duo from Austin. They just put out a record on Wharfcat called Interludes of Insanity. Played that before on the show. To finish things off this week, got a couple of dance tracks that were all about making people dance on the Burrow. Before Jade is up next with a little bit of soul. The first one is going to be from Blank Mass, B-L-A-N-C-K, Blank Mass. I was a producer from Edinburgh, the UK. Put out his new record on Sacred Bones called World Eater. And we're going to listen to the song John Doe's Carnival of Airs. And then Arca, a favorite of underground electronic aficionados, has a new record called that's self-titled that just came out. And typically I'm not super interested in Arca and what they're doing. But this one I was listening to, and it's got, and I don't know how much of this they've done in the past, but it kind of drew me in. It's got these really operatic vocals throughout it, which is appealing to me. So we're going to hear a song from that as well to close things off. Thank you all for listening. This has been The Burrow on CHR 101.9. First one is Blank Mass, and that'll be followed by Arca, and then Jade will come on with a little bit of soul.
Yeah.